Hi all, welcome to my podcast, Little Mind Chats. Minds are little, not our thoughts. I'm your host, Siona Vikram. In today's episode, I'm having a mixed feeling of great joy, gratitude, and loads of thanks. That's because I'm celebrating a win that weighs. Imagine that. My win has a weight attached to it. I'm feeling exuberant about all the support this movement of mine called Little Wise is getting. Can you believe it? Children from 5 different schools have helped us collect 1 whole ton of plastic. It's all reached a government-approved recycler, and I'm having an on-top-of-the-world kind of feeling. Thank you, Eco Commandos and Eagle Warriors. I'm sure our voices and actions are making a true impact in this world. With over 60 Eco Commandos helping me across 5 schools, nearly 1,000 Eco Warriors helped achieve this tough feat. I feel humbled for all your support, blessings, the amount of work it takes, and above all, the kind of money my parents and well-wishers spent on this project to get here. For me, it's important that more than 1/3 of that 1 ton was toys, willingly contributed by children themselves. Parents and children have hopefully started understanding the importance of letting go of these harmful choices, as they now understand that these plastics are bad for us and the environment. So is there some truth and worth behind our efforts of collecting all this plastic? I think there is. One of the prominent insiders of the recycling industry informed us that it takes 2,500 families to collect 1 ton of plastic in a month. We, in our Little Wise Club, did it with just about 650 plus contributions. That, my friends, is the power we possess as children. We are capable of doing amazing things in our society. The following news about our environment reasserts my faith in what we are doing. Since its invention, we have produced about 8.3 billion metric tons of plastic, around 335 million tons in 2016 alone. More than 6.3 billion metric tons of plastic have become waste since 1907. In 2018, a dead sperm whale washed up in Spain had eaten around 32 kilograms of plastic bags, nets, and other plastic products. Countries like India, China, and Indonesia industrialized at an impressive pace in the last few decades, transforming the lives of billions of people. This was so fast that the garbage disposal infrastructure could not keep up with collecting and recycling all the new waste this brought. Did you know, according to a recent study by Greenpeace in the UK, each household throws an average of 66 pieces of plastic each week. That is 100 billion pieces of plastic a year for all households put together. Imagine the population of our country. That's 19 times more than that of the UK. Imagine the number of pieces we are throwing away. Could it be 1900 billion pieces of junk each year? That, my friends, is a lot. It could feel hopeless and an easy way out just to give up. It's not an option to give up when you bring our fellow living creatures into the equation. This news from Hyderabad released just yesterday reiterates that very fact. 2 senior professors of National Institute of Technology of Warangal, K. Lakshman Reddy and A. Ramachandraya, on Saturday expressed concern over the threat of marine life with the growing plastic pollution in the country. Professor Lakshman Reddy said, "Marine life, including fish, animals and plants, is facing a serious threat from the plastic menace. The used plastic particles are being dumped into the sea. It leads to many complications for the people who consume fish, he added. Not just here in India, but according to Taronga Zoos in Sydney, just last month, a baby green sea turtle was rescued from a Sydney beach. It had eaten so much plastic that it took 6 days for the contents to be excreted, according to Taronga Zoo's Wildlife Hospital. It's sad. A 127-gram hatchling was found lying on its back in a rock pool near Sydney's Tamarama Beach. It was missing one of its 4 flippers, had a chip in another, and had a hole in its shell. Poor thing. Our atrocities on our fellow living creatures are unfathomable. And so, our effort of collecting plastic right at the source and getting them recycled through these little wise collection drives are very well justified. If we, with 5 schools, stopped 1 ton from entering our environment, we can stop 10 tons too. That's our next target. I'm able to set this target with confidence because of the support I received from principals of schools. Here's a message from the principal of Daffodils English School, Mrs. Aparna Ramasheshaya. They've run the Little Wise Club for 3 months in a row now.
I congratulate you, Jona. I'm very proud to introduce this in Daffodils English School because this year is our centennial year of our founder, chairman, Mr. P.K. Bhimhaya. And he started this school only to serve the society. And I'm sure wherever he is now, he would be very proud and happy that Daffodils English School is participating in such a important and very necessary one for this planet.
Thanks.
Children of your age will understand it much better when they see somebody, their peer group, doing it. So congratulations to you and all the members who are behind this initiative. We are so used with plastics, whether it is with the usage of a pen or to a water bottle or toothpaste, everything plastic is there. Children have to be encouraged, not only in our school, in other schools also. I feel they are the true warriors. They are the future citizens of this world. And we are planning to go to Mars. We are planning to go to other planets. But first, where we are living, that planet should be very clean enough for the generations to come and to live happily without any health hazards. After your initiative somewhere in the school, we have made it a strict no plastics. The Saturdays, they are excited to come to school with their parents and to bring these plastics. I got a feedback from a couple of parents. They expressed that neighbors, if they are throwing it in the garbage bin, they are going and picking it. No, we will put it to the recycle. Children who are calling them warriors, they are very proud of what they are doing. They are talking in the classrooms and they are also talking with their friends that plastic lunchbox should not be carried. Let us not use all those plastic ones. Let us go back to either the steel or to the glass containers. That it is a success in whatever the school is doing.
Yeah.
All the best to you, Siona. And anything from our end, we will continue doing it. I think we will always support you. Thank you, Siona.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the efforts of your school in supporting this movement. You are even spreading a word amongst other fellow principals. Hats off to you. Last month, Navkids Educational Centre, a new member school, conducted the club for the first time. Believe it or not, they broke all the existing records of our club so far. They contributed a whopping 370 kilos of plastic to our club in just a matter of 3 hours. The support was top-notch. The principal, Ms. Seema Gupta, was super encouraging. Here's her message.
Most of the kids, they use plastic toys. They believe if they... Those plastic toys are very toxic and the chemicals which are not good for them, even when they put there in their mouth also, because they are not aware. So if they switch on to sustainable toys, it would be good. Each school, if make students aware, definitely it will be a huge step for us. And if we make them aware, these young kids, definitely their future will be very good. What till our generation we have spoiled, I will not say that spoiled, of course, whatever we had in our mind earlier, not hygienic, and we switch on to this single use plastic. Now, if we make them aware that it is not good, definitely the coming generation's future will be bright, and the effects of the climate change, temperature increase on the earth, definitely it will reduce.
Thank you, ma'am. I truly appreciate your openness to this environmental effort. I was super proud and happy to see the energy and dedication with which Eco Commandos performed with such skill, though it was their first time. To top it up, they were kind enough to send me such encouraging voice messages too.
Good morning, Siona. I'm Nabha Praveen of Grade 11B of Navkis Educational Center. And yesterday was our first Eco Drive. And I was so amazed by the experience. It was so wonderful helping out so many people and seeing them get so much plastic. And it felt super good to know that that much plastic, instead of going to water bodies or, you know, just being thrown away, it was going to be recycled. And it was just a wonderful thing. And one major highlight was of yesterday's event was how parents were so happy about what we were doing. That most of the parents, when Eco Commandos were helping them out, they always said that we were doing such a good job. And we were supposed to take this to another level. And they said how they should reach out to more people and how this was so helpful to Mother Earth. And they said that it was a wonderful thing that we were doing. And they were so excited when we said we will be doing this every month, because they always asked us, when was the next drive? When will it be? Every week, every month? We said every fourth Saturday. And they were so happy. And thank you, Little Wise, for giving this wonderful opportunity to us.
Hello everyone, I'm Anmol Chadda, a proud Eco Commando from Navkis Educational Center. We had the Eco Drive yesterday in our school, and I would like to say that it makes me so happy to be a part of the Little Wise Club. We got a wonderful response from the parents as well as the teachers, and it felt great to see everyone coming in with so much plastic with enthusiasm. The best part was people and children coming up to me and telling me that it's such a great initiative and that they would come in with more plastic and spread awareness about it. At the end of the day, we all felt so proud to be helping Mother Earth by doing our bit in saving it. Really looking forward to our next drive. Thank you so much, Little Wise, for giving us this wonderful opportunity. We all thoroughly enjoyed it and are so proud to be helping Mother Earth.
Thank you for these great gestures. You super energized the club. We will now aim at having all of the schools in Bengaluru go the Little Wise way. Just yesterday in the news, it was declared that India surpassed the UK as the world's fifth biggest economy. While it is a great reason to celebrate that we in India are getting richer, ours will be the generation taking over a more prosperous India. I think it's all the more important for us to be the leaders in sustainability and prove that we can be environmentally little-wised and highly civilized and yet be an advanced nation. What do you think? Please let me know your thoughts. Before I end this episode, I would like to share some great news. I've been nominated for a Green Childhood Award by We Naturalists. To win this award, I will need as many votes as possible. I'm the only Indian kid competing against 8 others in the category of Nature Positive Innovation of the Year. Will you please vote for me? Link is in the show notes. Please do follow me on any of the social media channels. Let's stand up for what we stand on. Thanks a ton for listening. Bye.